North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Mecklenburg County Property Record Search Tool now available online. Mecklenburg County offers an online property record card property search through Spatialest. NC real estate professionals can quickly access property records, ownership details, and tax information for Mecklenburg County transactions and client due diligence. Bookmark h2hevprotspatialist.com/n/mecklenburg/ for fast property lookups in Charlotte and surrounding areas. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines, NC Public Records Online Directory, new resource for property research. A centralized online directory of North Carolina public records is now available for accessing official state documents. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and research county-level records from one hub rather than navigating multiple government sites. Bookmark ht/publicrecords.netronline.com/statenc as your starting point for NC property and land record lookups. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. NC Property Record Search Tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized North Carolina property record search covering owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NC can accelerate due diligence and client advising with faster access to comprehensive property and ownership records in one place. Add hnorthcarolina.propertychecker.com to your transaction workflow for pre-listing and buyer research. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. North Carolina Tax Assessor's Portal unlocks county parcel tax and GIS data. North Carolina Assessors serves as a centralized portal connecting users to all 100 North Carolina county websites for online parcel data, tax digest information, GIS maps, sales comparables, and local assessment office contacts. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, valuation, and market research by accessing property records, sales data, and assessment information across every NC county from a single entry point. /qpublic.net/nc/ncassessors/ to quickly search any NC county by owner name, address, parcel number, or map for your next transaction or appraisal. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Wake County Tax Administration Tools streamline property tax workflows for NC agents. Wake County's Tax Administration Portal lets users search real estate and property tax bills, pay online, file business listings and gross receipt sales, find foreclosures, and access statistics, parcel data, and tax bill files. NC real estate professionals can quickly verify tax obligations, identify foreclosure opportunities, and support client transactions with official parcel data and appeal resources. Bookmark Wake County's Tax Administration page for direct access to property tax searches, foreclosure listings, and appraisal appeal guidance. wake.gov/departments/government/tax-administration. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. Lincoln County building permit data now available online. Lincoln County has published building permit data on its government website for public access. Tracking building permit activity helps NC real estate professionals gauge local development trends, inventory pipeline, and market growth in Lincoln County. Review the latest permit filings at htw.lincolncountync.gov/permit data to inform your local market analysis. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Land Records section helps counties modernize property document systems. The Land Records Management section at the NC Secretary of State's office provides technical assistance to local governments for indexing, electronically accessing, and storing vital land records involved in real property transactions with expertise in computerized mapping and record keeping. Standardized digital land records reduce title search delays and improve transaction reliability for real estate professionals across North Carolina. Learn how your county can access technical assistance at sonu.gov/division/staff/land records. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC County Assessor's Directory updated key resource for property valuations. The North Carolina County Assessor's List provides the name, address, and phone number of every assessor in the state. Real estate professionals rely on accurate assessor contacts to verify property valuations, dispute assessments, and guide clients through tax-related transactions. Bookmark this directory to quickly reach any county assessor across NC. /tac.gov/taxesform/property/tax/North Carolina-County Assessor's List. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC's 100 counties oversee property tax for 3,500 to 220,000 parcels each. North Carolina's 100 counties operate under the county manager form of government and manage property tax administration across vastly different scales, from small counties with 3,500 parcels to large ones with 220,000 parcels. Real estate professionals need to understand the varying county capacities and processes across NC's diverse property tax landscape when advising clients on transactions and valuations. Review your county's specific property tax procedures at https://ncdoor.gov/taxes/property-tax/property-tax-counties. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC State Property Office manages agency real estate transactions. The North Carolina State Property Office handles property transactions on behalf of state agencies. Real estate professionals may encounter ESPO-managed properties in state agency deals, leases, or dispositions. Learn more at wa.nc.gov/divisions/state-property. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Realtors, what HomeLight data shows about average commission rates in your market. HomeLight published an analysis of the average North Carolina real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to list and sell a home. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps NC agents competitively position their services and clearly communicate value to prospective sellers. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your own commission approach. https://homelight.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-North-Carolina. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NC cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.